So how do you think it went today?
This was my sixth workout, so they're all the same. Altitude, a lot of people aren't used to it, and you might have got winded a little bit, but we shot and played live, so I thought it went pretty well.
What are you trying to show right now about your game? Maybe things you weren't able to do in school, or are you just trying to show that you can do them at this level?
I'm just trying to be a knockdown shooter. I know people are going to go under and leave me open, and I got to keep defense honest and, make open shots.
Is it weird being teammates with some former Pac-12 rivals?
It's funny because, we're all joking around and stuff, and you never thought that we would by the rivalries we had in the court. But, they're all great guys, and, we all want to see each other do well.
What is it that you do want to work on at the next level from college to the NBA?
What's that?
What is it that you want to work on improving going from college to the NBA?
Yeah, like I said, just being a knockdown shooter. I think teams know I can run a team and play hard no matter what on offense and defense. And I think just being able to make open shots and keeping defenses honest when they go under is a big thing for me.
Did the coaches want to see you play defense today against kind of bigger guys, or what was that?
They just kind of said defend whoever, and we all mixed up who we defended, and we had great guys here with a lot of talent, and it was good for all of us.
You talked about having the knowledge of the high elevation and whatnot. Did it help then to be in the Pac-12 for this workout? Because, you came to Utah a few times.
Yeah.
Colorado as well.
Yeah, I've played Utah and Colorado twice here. And, it hits you for, the first 10 minutes, and then you're used to it. But since I've been playing here for a couple years, I'm pretty used to it. So you just got to be in good shape, or if not, it's going to catch you out here.
Most of the time throughout your college career, people talk about your tenacity and defense and your leadership. Do you think that carries over into the NBA?
Yeah, it has to. I think that's part of the reason I'm here. And, if I lose that, I don't think I would have a chance. So I've got to keep that for as long as I play.
Does it help you out when you see these guys in the NBA that kind of had similar careers where they were considered great college players, but potentially not NBA prospects, such as Matthew Dellavedova and whatnot? Does it help you out to see guys like that succeed in the NBA?
Yeah, when guys like Dellavedova get their shot and make it, take advantage of it, it makes guys like me feel better and kind of gives guys like me a chance. So all I gotta do is go out there and work hard and make shots and let the chips fall.